morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning, the 1st of November 2018. We've got another like 6 weeks to go before we go. Not even 6 weeks to go
ten
before
months,
we're going to go.
10 months down, two to go.
10 months now down two to go. Would you believe
How
that?
Is it?
Yeah. Crazy. Although, I mean, we finished the Jewish year quite a while ago, but still, it actually make you crazy.
But even the Jewish year, if you think about it, it's passed so fast.
Yeah, it is really ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know. Did you make a lot of money this year, Moshe?
No,
I'm not the receiver of revenue. You can answer me. It's only us, yeah.
No. It was very quiet. I mean, not very quiet, but
could be better.
Person feels absolutely.
Listen, to talk about this subject, the change of the prime minister, the change of the president. Sorry,
last year. From Zuma, it's almost a year.
It's happened, I think, in March when
yeah,
it
in
happened.
March, yeah.
In March.
I mean, it's so 7 months down the line. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
seven
a joke.
Months, yeah. And it didn't work as well as we expected.
You know, maybe he's doing things, I mean, I really hope, he's doing things like under the covers that we can't see.
But the things that they do under the covers are usually not good for our country.
No, I'm not talking about Malusi Gigaba.
No. I'm also not talking about Malusi Gigaba.
Are you not?
All he right. don't have any covers. But the things that the government do under the table or quietly is usually stuff that you don't enjoy.
Listen, you know, he got the problem. As I mentioned this before.
Yeah.
He got a problem in-house that he hasn't got a consensus in the ANC.
All right.
Because Zuma had a consensus. Everybody was behind him. Maposa got a problem. Only, I think, two or three are with him and against him.
No, it's
him.
Half-half.
I've got
so
a big suggestion
So the moment
there's
no consensus,
yeah.
So everything he wants to do, got an obstacle.
Yeah.
But now, what he wants to do, Moshe, he wants to give lands to take lands.
This is also a problem. I just read in the Citizen, it was yesterday, that, you know, suddenly he came out with a, because Trump said, he doesn't like the way we are doing it here with the land.
So
he says to Trump, let Trump keep America for himself.
Yeah, suddenly he says that. And when he goes to America, he says, nothing like this happens. There's no farm killings.
Things like this, yeah. And then you go over there, please give me money.
No, we won't get money. Not from Trump. No. Maybe Obama, but these days are over. If you won't behave, you won't get. Look at Iran. Look at Turkey.
Yes.
If you won't behave, you won't get.
And especially with Trump, who is...
Especially
you know,
a country like South Africa that we got nothing to offer to America. Nothing. We need them. They don't need us.
It's not a question of to offer. It's a question is two-way traffic. If I give you something, you must be able to return it.
And you have to behave. And you have to behave. When you go to the Security Council of the United Nations, you cannot vote against me if I give you all the money.
That's
so
right.
In Hebrew, you say, Baal ha-me'ah or Baal ha-de'ah. The guy that gives the money is the guy you listen to. This is whether you like it or not. This is life.
And Trump is running the world like a business.
And that's how it should be.
Absolutely.
You should actually run your family like a business. That's the only way it will
you
be successful.
You must do it to the head, not to the heart.
100%. So, you know, it's really, really amazing. You know, I want to start this morning with something nice and light before we're going to start talking about the hardcore things of South Africa. I want to have something really light, something that is amazingly sweet and easy, and I hope we're going to like it. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:21, and we're only here to talk about the days and whatever is happening today and whatever we think happening in government and what's happening in South Africa. So yesterday I mentioned, or last evening, I mentioned about the two robberies that happened in pawn shops. And, well, it's something that is close to our heart and close a little bit to High FM than on 8th Street corner, Louis Botha, the robbery there where a few thugs with apparently 45 millimeter .45s went into the pawn shop and robbed them under the gun. Apparently, they held the daughter of the owner, and with a gun into her head, and he had to give them all the money. I don't know how much money was there.
I'm sure. But
yeah. So yeah. So that's what happened, and hopefully that everything come right. And I don't know how much money was stolen, but they were stolen some money. Now going back to the silly season, what is your tips? I mean, you know everybody thinks really it won't happen to us. Now in South Africa, I don't know too many people that never happened to them.
You know, I want to tell you that yesterday morning came to me a couple. Jewish people, they came to the immigrating, they're going to Australia.
Oh.
Also, got hijacked. They don't really feel like it. The two children is in Australia, and they decided no, they can't. The husband is 82 years old, and the wife
82 and immigrating.
82, you don't believe this guy. He looked like 60.
Really?
Yeah, he's a monster, this guy. He's awesome.
Yeah.
His name is Mark. Very, very nice guy. Very nice people. And all exactly what you say. They are immigrating in the tender age of 82 and 75.
Sure.
And starting all over. Because they don't know how much time they got. They want to live it peacefully.
They want to have the time.
They want to have this time and not to stress about... you understand what I'm saying?
Somebody will kill you. Yeah.
It's really not a way to live our life. And that's the first thing I hoped, and I still hope that our president Cyril Ramaphosa will change and will press as much as he can.
It looks like crime does not make a difference in their lives. It looks like crime doesn't affect that government. It looks like they, you know, as much as this is the number one problem for all the citizens of South Africa, and really, it looks like government's doing nothing about it. And if they do, or if they're doing something about it, they're obviously doing the wrong thing. I mean, how is it possible that a big country like South Africa, with so many resources, even though there's still the resources, but doesn't matter, but with all those resources, why can't we put an end to this, at least to the violent crime? I understand theft, but violent crime is a big problem.
So what you're saying is basically, there is someone interest, or there is some kind of policy not to fight it to the end.
I don't know. You know, it seems like it.
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it because I don't know a government that will allow... Well, I mean, we are a democratic country. We're definitely democratic. I mean, we can say whatever we want except a few words. You can't talk back to the... You can't say nothing against black people, especially not in government. So, yeah, so it's democracy-ish. It's not 100% democratic. I do believe that if government wants to do something about crime, they can do. They can locate where crime comes from. They can at least utilize the army. I mean, what is the army exactly do in South Africa except peeling potatoes and having lunch? What do they really have? What do they
keeping
do?
The border with Swaziland.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or here you go.
And you forgot drinking tea.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, you got like, I don't know how many thousand soldiers you got, but I'm sure you got a few thousand. Just bring them to the problematic areas, comb the area, take all the people that are under warrant of arrest, empty it from guns, illegal guns. I'm not talking about guns. Empty it from illegal guns and arrest those people. And then I'm not saying go into a military coup, don't go into military government.
Yeah.
But I'm saying we are in a problem. If you can't walk the street, if you can't walk the street, meaning it's an unsafe environment, and if it's unsafe environment, we have to do something. Not we, government have to do something. So you take a big powerful force like the army, and you enter them into area, let's call it Alexandria, and comb the area and empty it from all the guns. Then you go to another area and you comb it and you empty it from guns and from criminals, and you arrest those criminals. And you know what? You turn a little bit the system to say, okay, guys, you know what? Okay, we don't have spaces in our jails. That definitely, I mean, this is a big problem. So we don't have space in our jails. We do jails. We privatize the jail. The only thing is we cannot be socialist democratic country if we don't have money. I mean, socialists are leeches. Socialists living on the neck of
capitalists.
capitalist. So let the capitalist make some money, then you can suck it with the socialists can suck it back. But in the meantime, give it privatized jails. Make sure the jails are private. Make them making money machines. Today they're spending over 15,000 rands per inmate per month, and you give grants for 1,500 rands. I mean, think about it. It's really worth it to be a criminal to get basically 15,000 rands.
You
give
it's them better to be in jail. You get more.
100%. You get 3 hot meals a day. You get 3 meals a day. I don't know if hot or cold. You get 3 meals a day. They take care of you. I mean, really take care of you.
This really is supposed to be a correction department.
Correctional facility.
Right. But the person who walks out of jail,
he becomes a better criminal.
The same is worse.
Yeah, he becomes a better criminal. That's the only thing is better is a better criminal.
Because to jail someone is not correcting anything. If you do stuff in the jail, in the
jailing is a deterrent. It has to be a deterrent. But if your life outside jail is worse than your life inside jail, I don't know.
No, but what I'm saying is to put someone in a jail, it's not going to correct him, it's not going to change anything. On the contrary, there's a lot of people just like him that he can thrive on it. If you do the correctional services and the correctional things that you need to do, maybe you got a better chance to
rehabilitate. Now, rehabilitation is very simple. You know, for my opinion, if they tell you...
But you have to try. You have to do something.
If you're a criminal and you say and they caught you and they said to you, all right, you're going to get like 30 years in jail. So, oh, no. But you know you're going to get released after about 7 or 8 because procedures, the files fall in between the chairs, you know, you don't find your file, whatever. Because of really abundance of interest. People don't care. So you're going to get out of after about 7 years. But what if it's privatized? And if the jails are privatized, you're going to take that particular person you're going to, for instance, put a law into every violent crime will meet hard labor. So instead of giving him 30 years in jail, give him 10. But give it to him hard labor. Let him be a productive person. Let him break some...
You must speak to Putin. He'll do it.
No, I don't have to do it, Putin. There is the same system they've done it in Texas. And it works 100%. So you don't charge them... you don't charge them 30 years, you charge them 10 years. But you know what? This guy will not come back. He works 7 days a week. 31 days, if it's October, is 31 days a month. And 365 days a year. For 10 years like this, he doesn't... You know what? He becomes a proper human being. You do not want to come
back. This country, we got a problem because the policy cannot be implemented. The reason being for the history of this country and the way it was promised to the majority.
What, crime?
Yes, they can crime? Do whatever they want.
You know,
whatever they want, they can do.
You can't say they. Please, you can't say they because we. There's no they.
I'm saying that the crimes are... Not a solution. It's not something that you're supposed to do. I'm talking about the criminals.
Oh, criminals. All right. So criminals are not...
And the law is so soft that they are not afraid to do it.
Not the law. The punishment is soft.
Because of the law.
But again, Moshe, you say that because of the past, they're not punishing people properly or whatever. Yes. Doesn't matter. So have another solution. If you don't want to privatize jail, 100%. Give us a solution that makes sense and do something about it. When you don't do anything about it, nothing going to happen.
100%. Nothing's going to happen if you do nothing about it. In the meantime, I mean, some of the criminals can just say... I believe some of the criminals can just say, I'm sorry, and it will work out for them. You get one of our ministers, apparently... Apparently said that he didn't speak the truth under the commission.
Yeah.
And he lied to the commission. Yeah. He lied under oath.
No, she. He.
He, Gigaba.
Gigaba, yeah.
So he says... He lied under oath.
He lied under oath. What does it make him?
A liar.
That's right. Liar.
But if he said, I'm sorry, then it's okay.
Well, maybe in this country, you see... Because, you know, to say sorry is very easy.
Oh. Hold on a second. I think, hold on a second.
Put Elton John.
He says to say I'm sorry is the easiest word.
Yeah, but I mean, Elton John think differently.
You know, Liel's friend, boyfriend. Boyfriend.
Or girlfriend.
So this one is dedicated for Malusi. Malusi, that's for you. So that was specially for our friend Gigaba
and for Liel,
his boyfriend. I just wanted to say, I mean, it is really difficult to say I'm sorry, I must say. It's difficult to say I'm sorry, but when you say I'm sorry, it's enough. So from today,
you must mean it.
It doesn't matter if you mean it or not. You shouldn't have done the crime
exactly.
To say I'm sorry afterwards.
You should be sorry. That's 100%. But you're still gonna get punished. It's nothing to do with you being sorry.
I don't think he's gonna get punished.
I'm saying you should.
You should.
I didn't say will.
I think he'll be sacked.
He'll be sacked.
I hope so.
But sacked is not.
It is a punishment. It is a punishment. Listen, it's a couple of.
Do you guys think it's a punishment? SMS us 061-895-1019. You can SMS us at 34519. It will cost you $1.50. The first number I read, it's our WhatsApp number. I had from G, Mr. G said, "Good morning, Roy. Nice wake up song, The Sweet Home Alabama." Now I liked it too. I liked it too. And so we were talking about Malusi. Malusi said, so what did he say? I'm sorry. What did he lie about? I didn't pay attention, I promise you. What did he lie about?
First of all, he had also a problem with the Oppenheimers. Apparently, there was something at the Oral Tambo that they had some kind of a way of having the airport, and it was promised to them, it was a verbal agreement, and then, you know, he denied it, so this is also part of it, so, you know, but the public protector came to a conclusion, whereas he is lying, and he should be, you know, taken care of accordingly. The only way is just to be sacked.
But he admit that he lied. What he admit that he lied about? Was it the Gupta thing?
One of them, yes.
So he said, "I never visited Gupta's house," he did. And what happened to the other chap, the very nice chap from EFF? I'm reading the Shibango. News 24.
Shibango.
What happened to him? He said, he's all full of smiles. I mean, he's all right.
But it wasn't him. It was his brother.
Yeah, but he got the money, 10 million.
But his brother gave him the money. He didn't know.
No. That's fine. Say, I've got the money. He says the money never came to him. That's a problem.
So he says, table stands on Shivambu as MPS can't pay back the money. I mean, really, tables are turning. Pay back the money, Shivambu. So what money would he pay back? I mean, he's walking with the red overall. This is ridiculous, really. I mean, how does people can vote for a crowd, for
one
a mob like this?
One more thing I want to say, you know, the VBS.
Yeah, VBS Bank, yeah.
Yeah, the Venda Business Society.
Yeah.
Now, if you look...
Building Society.
No, business.
It's
society.
A business society, not building.
No. Right. Venda Business Society, bank, mutual bank. Anyway, what I want to say is that if you look at this, the whole bank, it was a whole wholly black-owned bank. Mm-hmm. And who did they take for a ride? Only black people.
Yeah.
Now, because a white person never invested money with them. So, and the black people, whatever you do to them,
you're wrong there, because it's municipalities. Municipalities do involve white people too. I mean, white people in municipalities.
No. If it was deposited, the money was deposited mainly by black people, only black people.
It doesn't matter. But they were inside the call it hummus.
Yeah. No. What I want to say is that it's like a masochism. And the black person said, "Listen, never mind what you do to him. He will still come because he only sees color. He doesn't see black."
Yeah, but Moshe, you have to agree with one thing, please. It doesn't matter who is the owner of the bank and who is the customers. if you do something wrong, if you steal from your customers, if you...
You must get punished.
It doesn't matter who is who and what is what. You're taking it to
No, no. What I'm saying is they were running with the cold stigma purely black-owned bank. Why do you say this? Purely black-owned bank.
This is the stigma.
You can't say the white. But
part of the black empowerment, and it's 100%. It's legit. And
that's fine. So I'm telling you, who did they take for a ride? Who was suffering?
It
the black people.
But it doesn't matter, Moshe. The idea is that they took people for a ride, and that's wrong. Period. Finish.
What can I say? The public protector says that the president must discipline Gigaba for lying under oath.
And I heard yesterday that Malusi Gigaba is very busy. He's not only lying, he's doing other things.
Yeah, other things. We've seen some videos of him
sending
going around.
Pictures to 17 years old.
Yeah. In the meantime, you know, talking about the VBS, every enterprise is bankrupt. The SABC is bankrupt.
Yeah.
Is bankrupt.
SABC.
SAA. I don't know about Transnet, but all of them.
Eskom is asking for 6 billion.
Like I said, when you're trying to go socialist, you're going to get bankrupt. I mean, what do you do when you run from, Margaret Thatcher, she's the first one that says, what do you do when you run, out of other people's money? So let me just say, I'm going to play another sorry song, another one for, that's going to be a little bit better. I think it's a little bit better. It's
who is
from
this one for?
Chicago. It's hard to say I'm sorry.
But who you dedicate this song?
Malusi.
Ah, Malusi.
Today is my hero.
Inspiration.
He's the hero of the day.
Hero or zero?
Zero of the day. I hope you like that one. It's really a great song. Comes from Chicago. Hard to say I'm sorry. And we're going to talk a little bit soccer. So what do we have? First of all, we've got our... Saturday we've got a great game. I believe that we're going to win. I really do believe.
There was another great game last week at Tottenham and Manchester City, two of the best teams in the...
You know, to be honest with you, looking at Tottenham, the way they play, much better.
Tottenham, since the beginning of the season, and Moshe is a Tottenham supporter, will agree with me, they are...
not finding their legs.
No.
They're very bad, never mind. You must say it, you know. I'm a supporter.
They're not very bad. You know what?
They're not very bad. They collected quite a lot of points to be very bad, eh?
Yeah. No, they're only 2 points
so
below. Lucky. They're only three. Four points.
No,
they're 4 points below, yeah.
Four points below Liverpool and Manchester City by not playing 100%. It's not bad, eh?
No, they're not playing bad. Listen, Pochettino, I must say, is a very, very talented talented manager.
Coach, yeah.
But I believe that the flow that Liverpool has this year is different. You could see the game was not right.
I think, Roy, that another thing is that most, if not all of our guns are shooting. All of the guys are giving really, really great effort.
And I don't think we're still there. We're still not there. Like last year, 100%. End of last season, we were firing on all cannons.
Yeah.
Proper.
We were crazy.
Yeah, we're really firing on all cannons. But now, we're firing on...
Listen, I think that it's what you say, it's great, because as long as we keep up with Manchester City until we start exploding... we have a very good chance this year to do something exceptional.
We have now Man City, and then we have...
we had Man City.
We're going to have Arsenal this weekend.
Yes.
And then, I think on Wednesday, we have a game with the Red Star.
Belgrade, yeah.
With the Red Star, Belgrade. And then we have Watford.
We have Watford, and we have in the next month...
Watford has been very, very good this season. It's been the best season they have.
Until they meet us, yeah.
Yeah, no, sure. No, I'm not saying, but they had a very good season.
I'm sure we're going to get us take them apart. But we do have in the next month or so games against Manchester United and against Paris Saint-Germain.
Then you got like a week and a half off again.
Now, next week. From the 10th, I think.
Till the 23rd.
Yeah.
So it's like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And then
so this
game.
Is the Europe...
Rest, what is
Nation League.
I hate those breaks because every time we got, you know, you got all the people coming back with injuries.
I like it this time because Israel is playing in Scotland, and if we win, we advance to the playoff of the C
playoff,
C level, the playoff of level C. And if we win the playoff, we're going to the European Championship, to the Euro. So we got a good chance. If you saw the last two games of the of the national team, they really play exceptionally well, and I really hope they will do it.
I'm sure they're going to do it. You know what?
So we got a game against Guatemala, and then we're going to Scotland and going to have this game. And if we win or draw, we are going through from the group. So. Not bad.
So I just want to, before we say goodbyes, I just want to tell you guys like a joke for the weekend, so you're going to be a little bit happy. So there was this Bedouin that he had a guest, and you know Bedouins, they're like the best people when it comes to guests. They're like the best people. So the guest, he honored the guest and whatever. And so the guy, you know, they wake up in the morning and say, thank you for your all your best. But he says, you know, I talk to animals. I say, come on, man, no one can talk to animals. He says, yeah, no, I can talk to animals. So he starts talking. He says, look at your dog. So he asked the dog, tell me, how's your Bedouin boss treating you? So the dog's saying, oh, he's very good to me. He gives me all his bones and whatever. The Bedouin is pulling his head. He says, what? The dog is talking. He says, yeah, you can see I talk to animals. Then he's talking to the horse. How's the Bedouin? He says, no, he's brushing me every morning and whatever. So just about turning to the...
Campbell.
No, into the sheep.
Yeah.
The Bedouin says, you know what? This sheep is a liar. You don't understand this one. So,
before you ask.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you know, people don't understand exactly what's happening, you know, with the Arabs and the animals.
What can I say? So, yeah. So, let's hope that Liverpool really win. The time is now.
Talking about this, I must also tell you about a joke that this guy has a date.
Yeah.
And he says to the lady, you know, every day I deal with animals the whole day.
Yeah.
So, she says to him, that's very nice. What do you do? He says, I'm a butcher.
Let's deal with animals, yeah.
This is my joke for the weekend. Yeah. Guys, the difference between a bachelor and a married man.
Yeah.
A bachelor come home, check what's in the fridge and go to bed. A married man comes home, check what's in the bed and go to the fridge.
Absolutely.
So there was...
There's nothing interesting in the bed.
Nothing interesting. Not our interest anyway. You know, this guy that comes home, he sees his best friend with his wife. He said to him, I understand me. I have to, but you. I mean, I understand you.
That's right. I have to.
You know, this middle-aged couple, they had two daughters, and they decide they want a son. You know, they tried and they tried and they tried and tried, and they were middle-aged already. Anyway, she fell pregnant, and then they got a boy. So, yo, how could we have such an ugly baby? Tell me. Have you been this time with someone else? He says, No.
Not this time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Guys, I'm going to say goodbye. So, first of all, I wish you all a great weekend, a great time. And I really like you to think about just positive things about on this weekend. I know last weekend we had like a Shabbos project. This weekend is not a Shabbos project, but you must be good. You must be good.
Enjoy the river, Roy.
I'm going to enjoy the river.
Yes. That's right.
You guys enjoy the weather. It's going to rain for a couple of days now, but then it's going to be hot and sunny and beautiful again.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I'm just going to say goodbye. We're going to end up with a small donut that Tabo made for us. So have a lekker.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos. And that's from us, the Porn Stars, Wednesday. Yeah. And stay with us. Bye.
Bye.
If you missed Porn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
What is it, a good wife? Okay, so number
Hold
one.
Hold on a second. Say again.
Why good wife?
Good wife.
Yeah. So number one, you should have a woman who works at home, who cooks, keep things tidy, and has a job. Number two, you should have a woman who can make you smile and laugh. Number three, you should have a woman you can trust. A woman who never lies to you. And number four, what is important, you should have a woman who is good in bed and enjoys spending time with you. But the most important point in all of this, you must make sure that these four will never meet.
I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. Like that one time I got married.
Get Pornstars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.